It is a Thursday morning. Good to be back with you. First time since Tuesday. Thanks to Hillary for sitting in yesterday. Hey, Jason, you've been Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. You've been with us since the start of the year, and yesterday's the first time you talked in this 5:45 slot with somebody other than me, but sounds like it went well with Hillary.
It was. I stayed consistent with it. It was fun to talk with her. She and I had chatted a little bit ahead of time, and she said I was made the job easy. So hopefully, I do that for you as well.
Oh yeah,
so.
Yeah, you do. Well, see, there's things about you that I recognized. I mean, and you've been doing radio. I had you doing book reviews back a few years back, which you love books so much, and then we did all of those crab conversations on Front Page, and so and even on social media. I mean, you. Part of radio, the bottom line, in one word, is about authenticity. And you bring a lot of that on social media in the idea of you want people to know you and you're interested in getting to know them. And that's radio. There you go.
Awesome.
So I knew you were a good fit for it. This was something that struck me. We took a Black History spotlight, and I do it when I've got something. This was something a couple of days ago on July 28th. The 14th Amendment, adopted in 1868, making Black Americans citizens. I just was struck by that, how little we ever hear about that. That before 1868, if you were Black, you could not be a citizen. That was pretty striking, it seems to me.
That is striking. You know, I think of, you know, the United States had been in place for almost 100 years at that point, and just that still that differentiation between people, you know, and I wish that after that, all of a sudden, everything was treated equally, but it wasn't. You know, we saw that up through the civil rights movement, and I think even recently.
Yeah. So anyhow, that was just something that stood out to me. Also, yesterday, away at a funeral, my uncle, 89 years old, was a Marine, actually, and served in the Korean conflict. So his memorial service and then the military interment. So that was, we actually had Marines there presenting the flag. And so it was important to be there. But it struck me in terms of he was a great dad to his two sons. And just thinking about moms and dads and their influence in our lives, it's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think even just hearing you talking about him, you know, a life well lived, that, you know, 89 years old. And, you know, I think as a dad, I want to have a positive influence on my kids. And I don't know that I always have. And, you know, we think about our own parents and things they did well and things they maybe didn't do as well. And, you know, then we come to our own lives, our own parenting, and try to think about how is it that I can love well. And I think we can look to those models as influences on us.
And you've talked a little bit about in the past in terms of you and your dad's situation. I mean, your mom, obviously, throughout, and you love her. And but with your dad, that whole story, that whole part of your life, a little bit more complicated, right?
It has been. You know, I think that it remains complicated.
Yeah.
He has been an amazing grandfather to my kids. You know, his love for them is just so evident when we're together. And yet there's still this hesitation within me. And, you know, here I am in my, I'm 47 and I still have unresolved stuff around that. And it's hard. And I still wonder what that will look like, you know, as we continue to age and wrestling with how do I reconcile some of that stuff in my own mind and maybe with him.
Yeah, it is. And I think looking at maybe the background of your dad, where they've come from, our friend Ed Ramsey has helped me in terms of my dad, an alcoholic, was part of his story. And if you've got a parent who is kind of reluctant or unwilling to own up to that, then you have to decide, am I going to name something about that parent that they may be reluctant to name? And so that was something I did go through. But then even seeing my mom yesterday and realizing what a wonderful, terrific mom she is, it called to mind for me. And taking the parent example and taking it vertical here, Jason, I mean, just the idea when Jesus says, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more will God in heaven either give them good or give the Holy Spirit, depending on the translation. And it just struck me as I came away from that, having the first visit with her, socially distanced with masks, what have you. And, I mean, just the idea of, I got a mom that's this loving. And I said to God this morning, I'm like, you love me more than my mom? I mean, it's just, it's hard to get your head around that. And I know your mom is nuts about you.
She is, you know, and that's, I think as I've gotten older, I've appreciated her love for me more.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also recognized that I have this tendency, I think, with both parents to be all or nothing. I do that with a lot of areas in my life, you know, but she also had areas that she struggled with and that I don't know that I fully appreciated when I was younger. And, you know, now I wonder if, can I apply that same sort of graciousness toward my dad that mm-hmm. I've often extended with her.
Right. Yeah. Honor your parents. And thinking about that, without them, you wouldn't be here. Here's the thing. I've come away. My dad was the youngest of nine. This was his older brother, Albert, who was 8 years older, who just died here in the last week plus. But I mean, the idea of, I'm like, wow, how easy it would be for me to not be here. I mean, he was the youngest of nine, you know. Thank you for having one more baby, Hans and Lillian Halverson. Okay, I'm going to close it out, enter our song of the morning. John Mark Comer, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. I just finished listening to it, To and From Milwaukee. Great book. Check it out. It takes that Dallas Willard saying. He takes you through four S's, silence and solitude. Well, kind of group those together. And then you get into the Sabbath. He really sells that quite well. Practice that. Observe that. Thirdly, he gets to simplify or minimalism. And finally, there's slowing. And it's a reworking of your life. But in closing, he talks about the way of Jesus. We talk about Jesus is the truth, but what about the way of Jesus? So anyhow, I highly recommend it. We'll talk more about it in the coming days.
Awesome.
Well, I was late to work today.
Just a smidge.
I'm not proud of that, but it is what it is. And here's the thing. Many times when people come in late to work, they have an excuse. And so guess what? I have an excuse.
Your dog ate your homework.
No, even worse. Even more like something my children would say. I can't find my shoes. I could not find my shoes anywhere.
You're welcome to come in barefoot.
I have a meeting to go to after this. I had to wear shoes. And it was like I was faced then with, I searched and I searched and I searched. I was in my bedroom. Dean was still sleeping with a flashlight. I'm sure he wasn't sleeping after my search. Pretty sure. I was there with a flashlight looking. I couldn't find them. I looked all over downstairs, upstairs, everywhere. Couldn't find them. I ended up wearing with my nice red and black outfit. Don't I look railroader-esque today? Until you look like at my shoes that are bright pink. I have bright pink shoes on.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find my
shoes. Well, you know, red and pink, I mean, they're kind of close.
Well, this is the thing. I said, it doesn't look bad.
It looks fine.
And she was like, are you kidding?
Okay, I'm going to link that to my first story. My mom saw her for the first time in 5 months. I met her at the back door. We each had our masks, etc.
Yes.
So I was in town for my uncle's funeral, 89 years old, former Marine. But first mass funeral I've been to, social distance. But one of the issues, my mom and stepdad been home together a long time. And so whether or not to get a new kitchen floor. And again, different takes on this. As a guy, I was just like, I think back to our previous house. We need it because there was like, you know, like there's a hole in the linoleum.
In the linoleum, yeah.
That's when you need a new kitchen floor.
When it's literally falling apart.
My mom felt like, no, the dirt. Can't you see the dirt? I'm like, well, I guess. I mean, you know, I'm like, that. I can ignore that. I mean, it's just like, all in all, the color's good. So this is a gender difference.
I think so. Well, what's really interesting is normally if it ain't lost until mama can't find it at our house. Like, that's the saying. It ain't lost until mama can't find it. I messaged my husband this morning when I got here. I'm like, dude, I couldn't find my gray sandals anywhere. He messages me back within 10 seconds a picture and says, after a brief but intense search, yeah, he found my sandals.
He did.
He should have gotten out of bed and helped me locate them.
Is he
going to
replace you as the lead searcher?
Yeah, no, that ain't happening.
I'm just picking out the gray sandals aspect here because if I were telling my wife I couldn't find my sandals, I can't find my sandals. There's no color needing to be attached because it's just the one pair.
True story. Peggy was in Liberia. We couldn't find something. Can't remember the set item. Literally. She said, did you check here? We found it. From Liberia, she directed us.
See, that's normally me, too. I can't believe I didn't see the sandals.
Sorry.
Are you losing it?
I'm a failure.
Are you losing it?
I'm a failure.
64 degrees here in the Wibwit Wake Up Show. Caleb, Mark, and the Barefoot Comtessa. Brandon Heath.
So we're all parents, but as you get older, I think, and you think about your own parents, there is that challenge of letting your kids grow up and believe they're adults now and they can do this. So I drove down to Wauwatosa on Tuesday night and getting ready for this funeral on Wednesday. And I stayed at my sister Jenny's house, and Jenny's been on the air with us, hairstylist. Mm-hmm. She coached you through a little bit. Thank you. And so I found out from Jenny that, you know, how much my mom loves me, because she had actually talked to Jenny. She said, oh, I understand Mark's going to be staying at your house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A lot of times I would stay at my mom's, but, you know, with
COVID,
everything. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so my mom then apparently went on to say, yeah, so he's going to stay in your basement. Yeah. He had a bed down there. She's like, you know, your basement gets a little cold. And then she went on to tell Jenny, make sure you give him some blankets and some pillows. And
thanks,
Jenny was
Mom.
Like, I'm 50 years old. I have an adult child who just graduated from Oshkosh. Don't you think I know that?
To give him blankets. I love, you know, that's
your mom
totally.
Is awesome.
That's such a mom thing. I can totally see myself being like that as a mom, too. And, you know, my dad, as a grown man, many years grown, has children of his own that are, you know, in college. My grandparents went to see him and stayed at his house. And, of course, while they were there, they took a shower. And dad goes in to, like, you know, use the bathroom and finds the only towel that's used is like this tiny little hand towel. And he has stacks of towels. The man has a ton of towels. And he goes, didn't you guys shower? And, well, yeah. Well, where are your towels? Oh, we didn't want to make any laundry for you. So we just used the... And they shared it!
No.
Like it's a mom thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's a mom thing.
Right.
No, it's okay. I'll just use this tiny towel. It's okay. Not me. I'm going to go to my kids' date house someday. I'm going to be like, I want three towels. One for my hair, one for my feet,
yeah.
and one for everything else.
Because
and
that's what you did.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to get you back. Yeah.
Good times.
Have you guys ever over-caffeinated?
Oh, of course.
And dealt with the results? Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm driving back yesterday, kind of mid-afternoon, had some time, I mentioned with my mom, even after the funeral, she made me some nice PBJs, and I had a Diet Dr. Pepper. It was kind of a smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But then a little past Madison, I was just like, man, driving. I'd done, you know, just the 4 hours of the day. It's not that bad. People going on vacations, doing a lot more. The truckers out there. But I stopped in DeForest, and I have a soft spot for the Burger King Icy, the Coke
sure.
Icy.
Delicious.
But last night, 10:15, my wife was sawing logs, dusting stuff. I'm like, let's watch that show we're watching. And didn't really ultimately fall asleep till like midnight. I think I over-caffeinated.
Probably,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And I hate that because you don't always feel like you're over-caffeinating while you're over-caffeinating.
Sure.
It's not until you're laying there at night like, I'm just really not tired in any fashion right now, and I should be, that you realize
it was helping
I
me
made
for
a
the
mistake.
Moment.
You're trying
yes.
to count
yes.
the sheep, and they're like, just, it's like
yes.
a game of Pong. On-
yes.
I just couldn't. Usually I hit the pillow and out. But
No. You know, I'm back on coffee, you guys. Mm-hmm. I know you guys know this.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back on coffee.
It's good to have you
I
back.
Really loved my coffee. And I gave it up and it was fine. But, you know, I've oozed back into it. But I found this Dunkin'. They mm-hmm. don't just serve donuts and coffee anymore. Guess what, friends? They've partnered up with Post Cereal, and they're making your breakfast dreams come true. They have Dunkin' Mocha Latte Cereal and Dunkin' Caramel Macchiato Cereal.
I'm assuming
yes,
there's
please.
A caffeine content in
there
these.
There is a caffeine content in them because they're actually made with Dunkin' Coffee.
Hmm.
They're truly made with Dunkin' Coffee. Now, it's not a lot of caffeine. It's about 1/10 of a cup of coffee, that same amount of caffeine. So... not much.
In the Swenson household, there is one
delicious.
Male child that shall remain nameless that really, really enjoys cereal pretty much every morning.
Oh, yes.
This male child that shall remain nameless is the most extroverted, the most...
Is the child in his 30s?
All the time. No. that child had to swear off cereal for a while because of weight gain.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, this male child is just, I mean, the most energy all the time, to the point where picking up his sister yesterday, she told my wife, he's still talking.
Oh.
And so anyway, this child who loves cereal every day, I'm not sure that I want caffeine mixed in with said child's
right.
cereal.
In any form.
Because he doesn't need it.
This what really is selling me on this is the latte swirled marshmallows.
Oh.
Huh.
It's got lattes. I think this would be not a breakfast food for me, but you know, if you're ever making some like monster sundae, I could totally see it sprinkled over my ice cream. Some mocha flavored ice cream with some of this crunchy goodness on top.
I'm down for the marshmallows.
Yum! For sure. I'm going to try it. I'll let you guys know how it is.
WWIB, good morning. 11 before 9 o'clock here at the WIB Wake Up Show. And we're going to Ed's Barbershop. Ed Valk on the line. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yes, it is.
This is a pretty big day for you. Tell us why.
Well, it is a big one because it's my last day after 62 years of barbering.
Wow. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, I feel real good about it. I hate to leave all my people, but my grandson's taken over and he does a good job, probably better than I do.
Aw.
So, Ed, you must have been 2021 then when you first got into the barbering profession. What led you into it?
Well, I just wanted to be my own boss, I guess, for years. So, and that's mainly the thing that did it.
62 years of barbering. That is incredible. Now, so many of them have been in that exact location at 307 East Grand Avenue, right? Since when?
Yes. I came in here the 1st of April in 1963.
1963. Wow. That is 57 years ago. Unbelievable.
Yep. Been pretty fortunate.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I know that you have been kind of a staple and a gold standard around the Chippewa Valley for all these years, and I'm so excited for you and your next chapter. It's really, wow, that's fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Ed, what do you think you will miss most? I know you mentioned it in passing, but what do you think you'll miss most?
Oh, my people. They're like my brothers and my dads and my sons and grandsons, and I just... So many of them grew up in here, like in all barbershops, they have the same thing.
Mm.
Now, you said at the beginning of the interview that Brett, your grandson, who's going to take over the business, that he probably is better than you. That's the first time I heard you say that, because there's a great and fun playfulness between the two of you, at least there has been since you've been cutting together after reconvening.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's good.
You like to tease and kid, though. But, well, Ed, we love you, and we appreciate you. And I think you wanted to let Brett finish the interview, right?
Yes.
All right.
Well, we love you too, Mark, and thanks for calling.
All right. Yeah. Very good. So we're going to hear from Brett here, the grandson who's taken over the business.
Okay.
All right. So you just pass the phone to him or have him talk to us here. We'll close it out with him. All right, Ed?
Okay.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. So, again, 307 East Grand. Right next to One Source Imaging there, downtown Eau Claire. So
makes it convenient for you.
It does. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go far for a haircut.
Absolutely.
So. Brett might be in the middle of a haircut.
Brett
right now.
Might be in the middle of a haircut. I love it.
I tell you what, I feel
he's
like
a hard-working
led
guy.
To bring a cake to them today.
I just think
feel
you
like
should.
That would, yeah, I know.
I think you really should.
That would
should.
Be fun.
62
that would
years.
Be
and again, in an era where so many people, I mean, we change our majors, we change our jobs,
right.
You know, just shifting and
62
and six
years.
Plus decades.
That is amazing.
It really
faithfulness
is.
And serving.
It
so.
Inspires me with radio, and I've got a long way to go since that. Well, tell you what, we had thought about talking to Brett, but let's see if he comes on. Maybe not. We'll get him another time for sure. Picking up his grandpa's business here on this Thursday, July 30th.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.